come.
He'll always address you first. Haven't you noticed that?
Ensign, lay in a course for the lower quadrant. We have a distress signal coming from there.
No, I'm, like, obviously coming to your ready room right now. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Where would he take this?
Ensign, see me in my ready room.
So are we starting on the bridge? Here's what I'm imagining. I'm imagining that I'm on the outside of the door to your ready room, and I hit the doorbell, and then you say, come. And then as I walk in, you address me as he does, and I say, yes, Captain, you know. And then you say, I have a special assignment for you, blah, 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 whatever that is. Yeah. And then I suck your dick. You know, real quick, just to lay the scene. But imagine that. Think of all the times in the show when, like, he's in his, like, room, mm-hmm. and then someone comes in, and he hears the ding-dong, and he says, come. Mm-hmm. And then he says, Lieutenant. And they say, yes, Captain. And then he says, blah, 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 blah. And they say, yes, Captain. And then they suck his dick.
Okay, but the blah, blah, blah has to be something Picard would actually say.
Yeah, like what's an innuendo-y thing that would make me, like, you know, what's like a special deep space job.
Ensign, I have a special assignment for you. You may have heard that we're at a state of anxiety, I'll say, with the Romulan Empire. I need to recruit a special agent that's capable of...
capable of?
A certain kind of diplomatic approach that we need to take with the coming ambassadors. Now, you need to feel free to refuse this assignment.
Such a hard thing to say.
I'm coming to you as a friend.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Try to say things, try to fit in, like, deep space also. And you know what I mean?
Now this will have you going deep undercover in deep space. You'll need to maintain a certain composure. And the reason I selected you, Ensign, is because I believe you have what it takes. However, there is going to be a test of your capabilities. And that test is starting here, now, in my ready room.
Love it. Would it make you more comfortable and also be good if I, like, at the end of your statements and things, like, not every single one, but when appropriate, then had a blah, 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 Captain, and just every time, like, something short, Captain. Yes, Captain.
Yes.
I'm up to the task, Captain. Please, Captain. Absolutely, Captain. Things like this. Okay. So... speak slowly and then take a breath between things, and I will do that.
Okay. Make it so.
Yes, Captain.
Now let me take this uniform off. So now, are you comfortable, Ensign?
Yes, Captain.
Are you ready to begin your assignment?
I'm ready, Captain. Okay, Captain, here I go. Oh, Captain, it's so big. Oh.
boldly go down on that.
But like...
boldly take that cock down.
Boldly go down on that cock. Like, say Deep Space Dick. That's how I want to hear Deep Space. Dick.
Yeah, Deep Space Dick.
Toward, you know.
I will for sure.
You better keep the accent. The only exception to the Picardisms rule is if you can bring a space pun into a directly sexual instruction. Like.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Okay. There's a lot to keep in mind while I'm getting my dick sucked. But I'll try.
I know. Well, I'm going to go slow too.
Okay.
Okay. Another sip of wine. You know what we're going to have to do after this, right?
What's that?
Obviously.
Probably do it while I do this. Just like on mute in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if that would help inspire you, you certainly could.
Can it just be a loop of Deanna's cleavage? Can you find a YouTube of Deanna's cleavage?
Yeah, is that a thing?
It's gotta be. If not, we gotta make it.
Well, then you better catch it before season 5, because in season 6, they took her cleavage away. She's wearing a uniform now. I like the shape of them, and I like the uniform. But, you know.
Slacks there. The look, you know.
Okay. Do you want
to... I prefer the older uniform to the new.
The... Mm-hmm. Braided trim. Onesie?
The mini skirt ones.
Oh, the Kirk ones.
Yeah. That was a good look for outer space.
So retro.
Come.
Did you YouTube a Picard and hear his voice? Can you imagine it?
Pair the torpedoes.
Balls in your mouth. Think about that.
Permission granted.
Ready to try this for real?
Yeah.
No.
As much as I was, I guess, a little more than I was 5 minutes ago.
I just wasn't, you know. Keeping the character. What do you want?
We can start from the top if you want.
I mean, yeah, we've been having like a conversation.
It's kind of hot like this too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Just been smacking your deck with my index finger for.
I can do this for a long time.
Me too.
I promise I'll put some Picard in there as much as I can.
Okay.
You want to suck Picard's dick in his ready room, don't you?
I mean, don't you? Don't lie.
Damn, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the very least.
Sit on his lap.
Do it with me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'd watch you do it in a heartbeat.
Well, please. That's easy.
I'd watch you do it.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
You want me to show you how good of a job I'd do?
I guess so.
Yes, Kat. I would start slow and low, like that, and then I'd put one of his balls in my mouth. I'm looking at the guys like that. And then the other one. And then just for fun, maybe both. My mouth's so sensitive. I'm gonna give my best deep space moan. Bam. Zinger. Well, I had them in there because I know the vibration of my voice feels so good on that ball sack.
Proceed.
And then I grab the base of his shaft. Grab his balls in my other hand and approach his head while maintaining level eye contact. Captain.
Make your approach.
I would take my tongue and make my way all the way around his head. Slowly. Back and forth. Keep my mouth open so you can feel my breath. And then let it in. And then I play with it for a while. Because I would want to take my time. It's not every day you get the chance to be this close to the captain.
Are you enjoying your duties?
Yes, Captain. Do you think I'm doing a good job so far? Because I could probably work harder.
Talk at your next review. Just get back to your duties. I will say that kind of dedication will take a person far in Starfleet.
Thank you, Captain. I know I've got much farther to go, but I'm ready for it.
Take some time to play, Ensign. Personal time is important.
I do love having fun, Captain. Thank you. And I do appreciate you taking the time to review my work. And my play. That's just beginning.
Captain's log is in the ensign's throat.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were so fun, Captain.
I believe you better remove your uniform, Ensign.
No problem, Captain. I don't have much on underneath.
We need to control any possible contamination.
I understand, Captain. I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
Return to your duty, Sensei.
Gladly. Let me just catch my breath for a moment.
Let's see.
Okay, Captain. I'm ready.
Come.
Thank you. Just having fun. It's been a while. Look at that big tank. Uh-oh, Captain. This is so exciting.
What is your plan?
To offer my services and doing whatever it takes to provide the best job possible. Do you think I can do it, Captain?
I think you are capable. And you're very impressive in the cockpit.
Nothing like diving in head first. Thank you, Captain. Oh, this looks so good. such a big assignment.
Seeking out new life, Henson?
Seems like I'm discovering new life around every bend. There's so much exploration to be had, Captain.
You know, there are entire galaxies that could fit in your mouth. Increased power. Came here for engage. Good news. I believe I can recommend you for the deep space job.
Oh, Captain, thank you so much. You know that's my dream.
I believe you will make us proud.
I will do everything in my power, Captain. I hope I get chances to prove it to you over and over and over again as time goes by.
Very good. Dismissed.
Thank you, Captain. God, I've got cum caught in the back of my throat right now.
Computer, tea, Earl Grey, hot. There you are.
Mm.